Katrina nomini olgan ofat Yangi Orlean shahrini yer bilan yakson qilgan. 200 ming uydan 120 mingi vayron bo'lgan. Hududning 80% suv ostida qolgan. Shaharni suvdan himoya qiluvchi to'g'onlar to'fonga bardosh bera olmagan, dedi Jon Beguni, Amerikaning atoqli adiblaridan. U Katrina oqibatlari haqida ko'plab asarlar yozgan. Tabiiy ofat shahar ahlining ko'zini ochdi, deydi yozuvchi.
You could see the flood line and it was clear that the water hadn't come over the top of the levees.
Suv sathi qayergacha ko'tarilganini bemalol ko'rish mumkin edi. Suv to'g'onlar ustidan o'tmagan, aksincha himoya tizimi pastdan buzilgan. Buning sababi shuki, deydi Jon Beguni. To'g'onlarni qurishda yetarlicha po'lat ishlatilmagan. Himoya tizimini qayta tiklash uchun 14 milliard dollar sarflandi. Shaharning boshqa qismlaridagi qurilish uchun ham milliardlab dollar ajratildi. Yangi Orlean qayta oyoqqa turishini taniqli fotograf Frank Rell birma-bir tasvirga tushirmoqda.
You have a new library that's being built right here, but at the same time you have individual
Natijalar kutilganidek emas, dedi u.
This house was knocked off its foundation by Katrina.
Hali hech kimning qo'li tegmagan vayronalar ko'p, dedi Frank Rell.
This is someone's birth certificate.
Shaharni tiklash uchun butun mamlakatdan hasharga kelishdi. Yangi Orlean ko'plarning yangi vataniga aylandi. Milo Demgan shulardan biri.
This is an interesting time to be in New Orleans. It's like a lot of different urban work is going on, a lot of different policy work is going on.
Yangi Orleanda yashash va ishlash hozir juda qiziq, deydi u. Qurilish ishlari, turli loyihalar avjida. Qayta tiklashning eng jadal bosqichidan o'tib bo'ldik, dedi Milo Demgan.
Some houses have cars in front of them.
Jon Beguni Yangi Orleanda kambag'allar soni kamayganini kuzatmoqda. Sabab uylarini qayta qurishga qurbi yetmaganlar shaharga qaytmadi, deydi u.
The city is a bit richer, a bit younger and a bit whiter than it was before the flood.
Shahar ilgariga qaraganda biroz boyroq, biroz yoshroq. Aholi orasida oq tanlilar ko'paydi. Avval qora tanlilar ko'pchilik edi. Boshqa joylardan kelayotganlar anchagina. O'zgarishlar katta.
As a documentary photographer, it's sometimes strange that you need a disaster to have a voice heard.
Suratkash Frank Rell bu qahramon shahar, deydi. Ijodkor sifatida uni bir narsa o'ylantiradi. Mehr oqibat oshishi uchun falokat bo'lishi shartmidi? Ishimdan maqsadim, dedi fotograf, suratlar orqali odamlar dardini aks ettirish, ularga umid baxsh etish, ularni ogohlikka undash.
It's changed who we are. I certainly have a different understanding of loss than I did before.
Biz hammamiz talofat, ajralish nima ekanini shu falokatdan keyin boshqacha tushunadigan bo'ldik, dedi yozuvchi Jon Beguni. Tirik qolganlar birdamlikka intilib, bir-birini qadrlay boshladi, deydi u. Katrina to'foni shu tariqa Yangi Orleanni tubdan yangiladi. Shaharning kattagina qismi endi yo'q. Qurilish ishlari hali ancha davom etadi. Manzara kun sayin o'zgarib bormoqda.
I think this was the place where my wife and I thought we could make the most difference in the world.
Shahar ahli kelajakka ishonadi, lekin oldinda hali ko'plab sinovlar. Navbahor Imamova, Amerika ovozi radiosi uchun.